So what you focus on, what you believe, what you think, what you say, what you do, what you feel and experience is very important. If you get your information off of social media, you are most likely creating a negative scenario for the future. You are being programmed. Your beautiful mind energy is being used to bring about the negative results that you don't want to see. You have to maybe get off of social media, get off of television. You have to go outside and experience the beauty of the day. You have to feel the sun in your body. You have to talk to nature, experience nature, walk amongst the beings of nature, imbue yourself with nature. In doing so, it will help you recalibrate all this mind garbage that you're taking in, so you reverberate mind garbage back out. You are a living, breathing portal for creating the world that you want to see. When you take in negative imageries and scenarios and you share those, you are creating a portal for more of the same. Why don't people understand this? It's just common sense and energy. It's just common sense. If you want a beautiful world, perceive a beautiful world. If you want a loving world, perceive a loving world. If you want to be free and spiritually awakened, turn off all the crap that you're subscribing to. It's not reality. It's not reality. It's not reality. It's not reality. What it is programming you to create that reality. You're being duped. You're being duped so bad. And I don't know how to help you if you don't get this. If you don't want to see tortured dogs in the world, please don't post images of tortured dogs. Did you know when you post an image of a tortured dog, that dog in that scenario that was free is now subject to relive that torture through the image you sent? That's what you're doing to that animal. If you don't want to see the earth as desecrated, don't keep showing videos of the earth being desecrated. I don't know how else to tell you. Watch beautiful shows where animals are interacting and nature. There's not too many left, but there's a couple. Watch videos where, don't watch videos. Just go outside. Just go outside. Just tend to your own day. Tend to your own garden. Tend to everything beautiful in your own life. Make your life beautiful. Make the corner of your world beautiful. Do this. Do this. You can do this. It's important. When you can do this, you can uplift all of humanity. It's not rocket science. But there is such a compulsory to not do this. Someone sees a negative image. What do? Right away they have to share it. Because they were so upset, they have to inflict that annoyance or that pain on everyone else. As if that's going to help the pain go away. It's not. You're perpetuating the pain that you don't want to see. It's kind of selfish and indulgent if you think about it. And energy, it is very selfish and indulgent. Of course we all want world peace. Of course we do. Those of us who are goddess energy in male and female body, of course we want better for others. So put out better. Share images of nature. Share love. Share kindness. If you have to be on social media, help turn it around so it's something beautiful to share, not something ugly. Please stop sending pictures of your relatives in the ICU with tubes up their faces. Do you really think these souls want to be documented this way? Do you really think that this is the highest vantage point for these souls? They're struggling right then. Why would you trap them in that struggle? This is why the Native Americans didn't like their images taken. They understood what was happening. They understood. Why can't we? I know it seems like opposite to everything that you've been told or conditioned to do. That's the whole point. You have to uncondition yourself. We will do that. This is how you do that. Stop sharing the ugly stuff. Only share beautiful stuff. And why do you need to be on social media anyways? Why? Why do you have to listen to the news? Why do you give your attention to the power mongers of the world by sitting there like a dupe and watching them? Please, if you want to get rid of the power mongers, withdraw all your energy from them. When you sit there and worry about, oh, what they say, they love that. Haven't you figured it out yet? They feed on that. They feed on you thinking they're important. They are not important to the upliftment of humanity. And as soon as you figure that out and turn off the show and stop caring what they think or do, let them have their little shtick. Let them have it. Whatever it is, but don't subscribe to it. Don't agree that they're important. Stop watching them. Stop caring about elections. Stop doing it. You're telling them it's important and it's contingent on the upliftment of humanity. It is not. What's contingent on the upliftment of humanity is you get off your ass of giving these people your attention. Turn off all social media. All of it. Turn off all the news and take yourself outside and love and interact with people. Interact with people while we still can. Please. This is your biggest challenge right now. Go make humanity relevant. When you sit in the house and you do social media and you don't go outside, you are making humanity irrelevant. And that's what the power mongers want. They want you to sit in your hovel and just focus on the ugliness that they program into you. Stop falling for it. You are not stupid. We are not stupid. We did for a while. We fed it with positive energy as much as we could. Now it's time to disengage it as much as we can. Get off social media. I would love to see these power mongers watch their profits go down and down and down because people don't need to ascribe to their monstrosity of what they've created. This technology that they use, they've bastardized. It was a gift to humanity so we could all connect. And they're using it to enslave humanity. Don't fall for it. Bow out of all these groups, all these power mongers. Stop giving them your sweetness. If you need something to do, spend time doing the taps that I post to pull your energy out of all of these groups. And then you will find joy in just going outside. You'll find joy in just walking in nature. You'll find joy in talking to people organically instead of having to hide from them because they're so obnoxious. Find the good in people. Find it. It's there. Connect with the humanity in others. We need you to do this. We need you to do this. This is how you save humanity. I love you all. You know I do this for you. You know I love you all. If I can love you all, you can love you all. Please, please reach out in love and help save humanity. This is how we do it. Feel my love and pass it along. Feel my love, pass it along. Expound your own love, pass it along. Turn off the social media. Turn off the news. And be the dynamic powerhouse that you are. Do this tap. I am a powerhouse of divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. I am a powerhouse of divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. I am a powerhouse of divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. I am a powerhouse of divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Now your chest. I am a powerhouse of divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. By the way, humility does not mean groveling in the dirt. Humility merely means that anything that you're capable of doing, any form of love act that you're capable of doing, or any gift that you have, you enable and activate that in all other beings because of your great quantity of love. If you're capable of love, all of humanity is capable of loving through you. And that's what I do. And that's what we all need to do to save humanity. Every cell of my body resonates and emanates divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Every cell of my beingness, actually, every cell of my beingness resonates and emanates divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Every cell of my beingness resonates and emanates divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Every cell of my beingness resonates and emanates divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Now your chest. Every cell of my beingness resonates and emanates divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. I am centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, and abundance, and humility in all moments. I am centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Better yet, we are centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. We are centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. We are centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. Now your chest. We are centered and empowered in divine light, love, sound, healing, health, joy, beauty, abundance, and humility in all moments. This is the mantra to do every day. This is the mantra to gift humanity to. This is the tap that you tap into yourself to bring enlightenment. I love you all. Please join me in the higher dimensions through your love and conscious efforts. Thank you.